Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band, and welcome to the Music in the Parks Festival here at Milpitas High School on Saturday, May 11th, 2019. This is David Adams. Looking forward to hearing you. Huge group here. I'd love to put three tubas and a couple of several bassoons, and boy, great program.
Good morning, everyone. Please welcome our next group, Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band, the Music in the Parks at Milpitas High School.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see that everybody turned their chairs.
Hopkins Junior High School
turned their chairs to the
under the direction of Greg Hornaway and Bill Flattery.
Glad to see that everybody turned their chairs a little bit, because when they first set up, they had you sort of facing forward so that you wouldn't be able to see the conductor. So, good. Turn your chair and your fix your stand, arrange your stand so you can see your conductor.
Please give him a warm hand.
Okay, so we'll do a little warm up here. We're getting a little behind schedule. Everybody's sitting up straight on the edge of their chair. I appreciate that. It tells me that everybody's engaged and really watching and paying attention. Good sustain overall. I'd love to hear some of the lower instruments. Make sure that we sustain your notes even a little longer. You're letting them decay a little soon to me. Like the 13, 14, 15, 16. Those of you playing the quarter note, half note, quarter note, half note, don't let the half note die. Don't try not to breathe in the measure line, on the bar lines, and you'll hear a difference. Yeah, I play a little soft do 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 do. A little softer tongue rather than ta 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 ta. Yeah, and you hear that second beat of 34. So this is a really hard tune to play, believe it or not, because of these pitfalls of letting those dotted quarters drop. That last measure was nicely done, where you blew all the way through until the fermata was finished. And we need to sort of apply that to some of the earlier parts the same way. You know, sometimes when we're counting along, one and two, three and one and two, and what we're hearing is do do dee, do 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 dee. With a fade on the dotted quarter, and we want to maintain the soft, but we want to maintain that forward energy at the same time. So do 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 do, like one continuous phrase for four measures. Okay, try to avoid the pitfall of letting those dotted quarters fade prematurely. Yeah, I mean, ta 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 ta. Nice and staccato in there. Yeah, good trumpet sound. That's it, lower brass too. Yeah, trumpet, you can play out a little more, I think, here. You got the melody? Nice fade there. Nice job doing the diminuendo. I like that. The Maid on the Shore. Yeah, low brass. You need to help out with the phrase too. You know, I know you don't have the melody all the time. But you need to lead all the way up to that fourth measure. Try to hear the line that's going on above you, and play the phrasing that implied by the melody. Hopefully that makes sense. Try and make that phrase happen. Some of us are just playing note for note rather than the line, okay? See how the when you get to those ending notes of fermatas, we all seem to do a great job of blowing through those. But we don't always do that in the course of the song. Playing the accompaniment with the higher woodwinds and trumpets and stuff. I know you parked Mark Forte, but let the low brass have their moment there. Yeah, I'd love to hear a little more staccato. Big group, but I'd love to hear still a little more staccato, you know, just a little more bounce to it, and I think this is one of those places where we articulate more with the T, whereas before when I was saying, you know, what was in the other piece, I guess.
I would like to congratulate
the
students with your performance.
When I was talking earlier about, you know, doing more of a do. So here, in this last movement, you know, ta 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 ta. So you got to really accentuate the difference, you know, make the style difference, so that we hear ta 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 ta. You know, sort of a crispness that has to come out. And I know it's really hard with 91 people on the stage to get that all really clear and really together. But see if we can do it, you know. And then also, I'd love to see, especially with a group this big, you could really. I know you're still a lot of young players, but see if we can push for some more, you know, dynamic difference here. You know, music is filled with dynamic difference for a good reason, because it reflects our lives, you know, and our we play soft because there's times when we like to think and be soft, and then there's other times when you're old. Cheering at a football game or something, where you're playing forte, you know, and there's energy behind it, and you know, and there's a huge difference between softly petting the cat in the corner or reading or something like that, you know, and then being outside and jumping up and down. And you want your music to reflect those differences, and that's one of the reasons when you come into band, you got all these different styles of music. You got soft, slow pieces. You got loud, energetic pieces. You got marches and flowing melodies and so forth. So you got to make sure you accent that makes the most of the differences in them. You can make them dynamically. You can make them with your articulation. But make sure you get into that. I know when I was in middle school, I hated to play slow things, you know, because I wanted to play the fast, energetic things. Probably a lot of you are like that. But it's the contrast between all the different styles, you know, and the variety that makes our lives so wonderful, and makes what's a cool thing about music is that it reflects that variety, and you can come in and just cover all the bases in your music class. So go for those differences, go for that variety, the dynamic range. Okay, you can do it with articulation and everything. Another thing, of course, is to really listen to the intonation. I know it's hard with a huge group, but the way we do it is we kind of, you know, work with the people around us, you know, and we tune with the person next to you, then with the person next to them, and as you play, you're always sort of widening the circle of your intonation, so that, you know, eventually you have you're thinking holistically. In other words, you're thinking with everybody in the whole band. So always be doing that. But you're obviously being, you've got a terrific teacher, and you're doing great things, and have obviously this is the have 91 people in the concert band is terrific. So thanks for coming and playing for us at Music Parks today.